If the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was beikar the geula of Yisrael, so for what purpose did we need all of the makis to break Mitzrayim completely, to decimate them, to destroy them? Was it chashayach to redeem Klal Yisrael in a more easy way where you don't have to cause such destruction? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vindictive God. Adorab HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tzar when the Umas HaOilam have tzar as well. You know, by Kriyas Yamsav, I say Yodei Tavu Bayam, you want to say Shira. So why was it necessary to be done in such a way with the makas that totally ripped apart Mitzrayim? The simple answer to that, the Mepharshim said, the Beis HaLevi says it next week's parasha, that the makas were not merely a way of punishing the Mitzrayim. Every makah was a sheer das, a sheer in emunah to Klal Yisrael. Number one, to see that there's a din, there's a dayan, there's a midah keneged midah. And also, on the Hashem v'kerev ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. And with every makah, they were in this aleh from the low madrega that they were in. So Yudua the Chidushi Harim says, there's Asorim Amoris Nivra Ha'olam, where we were supposed to recognize the Bayrei Olam Mitzat Teva, when he was in the hidden way. And it was the Aseris Hadibris when he was Beferish Megal himself to the Har Sinai. So the Chidushi Harim says that the Eser Makis was the bridge from between the Asorim Amoris and the Aseris Hadibris. That brought Klal Yisrael up to be able to be Zoicha, to be open his galos by Har Sinai. That's the simple answer. But I saw a much more yesodistic answer. My shver, Moshe Eisman Shlitin, his Chumash Yerim, he says over a very yesodistic answer to this question, why the makas were necessary. It's gemoit on the Maral, it's gemoit on Pachad Yitzchok, and amongst other things that get clarified. Number one, what was the inyan of makas b'chayrus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said there's going to be a makas b'chayrus in the very beginning, before any of the makas. And one thinks makas b'chayrus is the culmination, it's the worst, it's the highest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said in the very beginning. He said, "Koyamar Hashem, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael." Right, v'omer elecha shalachas b'ni v'yabdeni v'atamo ein l'shalchai hinei enoichi harig es b'ncha b'charecha. In the very beginning, makas b'chayrus was said l'chadchila. So what was the inyan of makas b'chayrus? Second of all, what was the inyan of the rechush gadol that the Torah speaks about? Already to Avraham Avinu it says v'achrechen yeitzu b'rechush gadol, and later on, davar no bozne ya'om, there was a big emphasis on this rechush gadol. What is the pshat? So the Maral says that the whole chain of events that led the Yidden to go down to Mitzrayim wasn't stam b'mikra, they pumped went down to Mitzrayim. It happened to be a country of other countries. Nay, if Bidavka had to be Mitzrayim, because Klal Yisrael is called Rashis, and the nation of Mitzrayim is called the Rashis. You see in Tehillim, it says a lashon in Tehillim, they are called Rashis. And Klal Yisrael is also called the Rashis. What is the meaning of Rashis and Rashis? So the Maral says, the same way Klal Yisrael is the Rashis for Kiddusha, Mitzrayim is the Rashis Linyan Tumma. What does that mean? That means we are the light of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. We bring light to the world. We are the example of the world. We are Eidus Hi, L'boi Ha'olam Shashchina Shaira B'Yisrael. That's what Klal Yisrael represents. And the same way Klal Yisrael represents the light of the Shechina in the world, Hashgach in the world, the Mitzrayim are the exact opposite. Because I'll say that 10 Kavim of Kishuv came down to the world, 9 of them were taken by Mitzrayim. What is Kishuv? The Gemara says, Shemachishin koichu shepal ma'al yershal ma'al. Which means, there's a way of being zoichet to bracha by directly serving Hashem, by davening to Hashem, by being dependent on Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Teva, brings us bracha. There's another way, which is a supposed shortcut. It was also created by Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain koichus in the Bria, where if a person wants to shortcut and not go via Hashem, they use Kishuv, which is not Al Pi Derech HaTeva. It's the occult, it's sorcery, but it doesn't go via HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mele is Machishim Koich HaShapamayel HaShamayel, not the Chas V'Sholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weakened, but it weakens the Emun and Hashem. They believe in other things. It's interesting that there's a major chilek in Eretz Yisrael. We're totally sunk on rainwater. Gantz Masechet's Tainus is built on the Geshomim, on starting with Masha Baruch Merit HaGeshem, and then saying the Saint Talumotar. And if that didn't work, if a certain period went by, they started fasting, the Yechidim started fasting, and then the Tzibur started fasting, and it was a more Chomer they could fast. The whole Mahalach is turning to Hashem, turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzrayim was the Nilus, wasn't it rain at all. The Nilus came up, and they thought it's a natural thing, you know, we're not Talin Hashem, you know, the Nilus comes up, and they served the Nilus. That was one of their gods that they served. So Mitzrayim is known as the anti-god. Yosef introduced the Shem Elohim in Mitzrayim, right? By the Bechor, by the Chalaimus. Yosef says, Bevodai, Elohim Yaneh Shalim Parei. And afterwards it says, Vayayimah Parei Al Avodav, Anim Chokoseh Isha Sheruch Elohim Boi. He introduced the Shem Elohim in Mitzrayim. And then, Yosef, he forgot about Yosef, he forgot about that Yosef taught that there's a Bayre Yalom. And that's where the Tzara was. They Bedafka went in the other direction with the Koiches of the astrologers, with the Koiches of the witchcraft, and so on. For 210 years, Mitzrayim was at the top of the world. Who brought him there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was all Ashgacha from Hashem. And they were Kafli Toiv. And they, Hepech, went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show, after the 210 years, that all of this success that they had was not real success. If you go in a different direction, if you go via the Tumah, and you're not telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it might look like success, it might seem like success at the moment, but that all has to fall apart. Now that the Or HaElohi, the light of Hashem, was coming forth, now that the Yidden were being redeemed, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megala himself to the world, that old way had to be totally decimated, had to be totally tzibrochen and shattered, and there couldn't be a zecher of that. That was the whole thing of the Ten Makas. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu comes in with the eyes of the snake, and they're making litzonis of the mamish like nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show now that you thought you were successful. You thought for 210 years this was because of your kishuf and your chachma. Nothing doing. That had to be decimated. So that explains why the Ten Makas had to destroy Mitzrayim. What was the meaning of the Bechor? If you look at the word Bechor, every letter in Bechor is Beis is 2, Chof is units of 2, 20, and Reish is 200. What does that represent? The Bechor is second to his father. He is the next leader in the family to the father. And it's a representation of giving over a Mesoira of a way of life. It's an union of continuity. The Bechor leads the family in the next generation. So that also had to be wiped out. Because the Bechor represents the continuity of a way of life, the continuity of a thought process, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wipe out the Bechor to show there is no continuity. It has nothing. There is nothing to it, and the Nail, your Bechorim, will be wiped out as well. That is the Inyan of Makas Bechoris. What was the Inyan of the riches? So, the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, says, Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Kol Kesev Vizor Sheba Oilom, Yosef Lokpay, Nehaviyah Limitzrayim. By the Rav, Yosef gathered all the Kesev Vizor Sheba Oilom. All the countries came to buy wheat off of Mitzrayim. And he gathered that together. Shenema Ve'yalakid Yosef. When they went out of Mitzrayim, they brought up all the riches with them. Shenema Ve'yinatzulas Mitzrayim. They made it like a Mitzula Shein Bodogim. Like a wave, like water that has no fish in it. They totally emptied it out. And it was in Eretz Yisrael, by the Yidden, till Rechavam. Sheshach Melech Mitzrayim took it from Rechavam. Zorach Melech Kush came and took it from Sheshach. Asur came and he took it from Zerach Melech Kush. He sent it to Hadrimon, a whole list. Bnei Amon took it, and so on and so forth. What's the Gemara telling us over here? That this Sholo, these riches of Mitzrayim, represent who rules over the world. So when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and the Malchus of Mitzrayim, with all of their philosophies, with all of their days, became Batul and Mavutul, they lost the leadership of the world, and that leadership was given over to Klal Yisrael. And it remained there till Rechavam ben Shlaiman. Loss of love, he's going to come, it's going to be given back to us. Because remember, if you think about it, who needs the riches? So much riches, you know. Moshe Rabbeinu had a time attack with this Baruch. You want to know why they made the Yegel, the Zohar that you gave them. So what taka was the Inyan? The Inyan was to show that Klal Yisrael dominates over the world right now. Their Hashkafa dominates. The Or HaElohi is here. This was all one big Inyan. Number one, to destroy Mitzrayim. Number two, Makas B'chayris. Number three, the riches that Klal Yisrael had now to show that they are the leaders, and Mitzrayim lost the leadership. Uman tesaper vosnei binchu ben bincha, eisa sher hisalauti b'mitzrayim. So Tam Sofer asks another mafarshim, asks, it's a double repellent to say that the makas that were so devastating as the Litzanis, there's something to joke about over here, like what's the pshat? That I made Litzonis out of Mitzrayim. So some Sofer says a gewaltig gezach. If a person is matzliach, so if he has that tzlocha once, and people say, yeah, it's a mikri, he got lucky. A second time, also the same thing. Not convinced that there's anything special about this person. But if Keseder is matzliach, ooh, he's doing something right. Let's hear what he's doing to cause this tzlocha. Now, what happens if he's matzliach? No, not only in one field, but he's matzliach in all fields. Psh, wow! This person is somebody that has to be learned from. We have to emulate him, and if we follow in his footsteps, then we'll be matzliach. Mitzrayim was the epitome of success. Mamash was the epitome of success from the time of the chalaimus, from the time that the sheva shneihas soiva. They mamash were successful in any way, every way, not only in Ashiras, but in Chochma, the astrology, with the Kishiv, with whatever, and it went mamash. Not only that, Yaakov, the famous Yaakov, the Mufcher, the chosen one of the others, the chosen one of the Bria, with his sons, they come down to the tribe, this Kedusha there also. And what happens? The descendants of Yaakov become slaves to the tribe. How did Paroi manage that? He's a genius. Riches with power, with chachma. And now he has the Jews under his wing, manish, and he's being mishavid them. The world and the editorials all over, the newspapers must have been screaming about the great success of Paroi, how gewaldig it is. And this went on for 210 years. Neir v'ayim. But all of a sudden, all of a sudden, in one shot, boom, he gets a Dam and a Tzardaya and a Kenan and an Orem, boom, 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 totally wiped out in a short period of time. And then the Bnei Yisrael leave, and they leave with all of the riches of Mitzrayim. So now it was in this gala to the world that all of this success and all of the money and all the power was not meant for Pari B'chlau. It was meant totally for Klal Yisrael. So that Mamish made a litzonis of the whole power of Mitzrayim. For the last 210 years, it was a comedy show, it was a play, it wasn't real. What's litzonis? When something seems like a serious thing, and all of a sudden it falls apart, and you see that the whole thing was a show, and it wasn't for the tachlis of Parai, it was for the tachlis of Yidden, and Kol Pol Hashem L'maneu. It was all done because they're going to serve Hashem. That is Eis Asher Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim. Now, so that's Benigeya to Mitzrayim. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Beis that Losad Lovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Mashiach comes, he's going to say, he's ready to give schar, whoever deserves schar, call a roitz a little yovei v'yidu. So Edom is going to come, of course. You know, they're going to claim, you know, we build bridges and we build roads and we build bath houses, whatever. And all of it was done for the sake of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell them, Shaitim Atem, fools, you only did this for yourselves, you did it for your own, you know, to make profits, you did it for your own self-aggrandization, you didn't do it for Klal Yisrael. So the Brisker Rav asks the question, Shaitim Atem, you should have said Shakranim Atem, you're liars. Shakranim, he did it for Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't say that. It says Shaitim Atem. So the Brisker Rav, that the emes is, it'll turn out it was for Klal Yisrael. All of the roads with the stadiums, with the big mamish, all of the big undertakings in the world, the Yidden are going to take that over. And it'll be clear, Kol Paul Hashem L'maneu. So the Goyim are going to say, listen, you see, Klal Yisrael got everything, we did it for them. Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, Shaitim Atem. If Yitaka would have done it, L'shem Shamayim, if Yitaka would have done it for that purpose, Zeinochinam. Yecheskel Aramsky once said that the whole reason why the plane was invented was so that Rav Aaron Kotler, because he has to go to Eretz Yisrael to give shiurim in Eretz Yisrael, so it was invented because he had to do it. Agav, the rest of the world has hano also. Agav. But Kol Paul Hashem L'maneu. Right? So, loss of love, they're going to say, we did it for Yisrael, it's going to be true. Oh, but the answer is, it's true, but that's not why you did it. That will be the Litzanis also of the Umis HaOilam. The best try they didn't do it for Yisrael, the Umis HaOilam have the chutzpah, the blatant chutzpah now, to put Israel on trial because of war crimes and genocide. There is no shame. The Mamish see, the Ikvis of Yisrael, chutzpah yaski. Mamish. And the loss of love, it'll be L'chol B'nei Yisrael, L'yechret Kelev Roshayni. Kelev is Yedua for its chutzpah. This chutzpah is going to come to an end. Here it's Hashem B'karev. But no one's going to be able to tell that we did it for Yisrael. New York Times is going to tell that we published our newspaper for the sake of Yisrael. United Nations, sure, our whole organization. For the sake of Yisrael, of course. Ulaman tisaper bozni bincha. In order you say over in the ears of your sons, Eis Asher Salalti b'Mitzrayim. Now, l'chayr, this is a hagdama to Makas Arba. So why was this Sipur of the Nisim said by Makas Arba more so than the other Nisim? Adam, Tzfadei, Akinim. Why dafka by Arba? So there's a Moivadik of Kliyakar over here. Kliyakar says, Al Pi Ramban, a little bit later on. The Ramban later on brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. He says from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the Arba should leave Mitzrayim, and until now, it means Ad HaYom Hazeh, Arba never came back to Mitzrayim to be mafsid any of the produce over there. And even if it's in the vicinity and it comes to Eretz Yisrael and somehow or other makes its way into Mitzrayim, it will not touch any drop of grain in Mitzrayim till today. And they say that this is Negev even today. You can see it even today. Zoyzak Rabbeinu Chananel. And then he continues, Boyu Re'ei, come and see. By the Tzvardim, it said earlier, Rak by Yo'er Tisha Arno. And that is why today you have the crocodiles. Crocodiles was a min of Tzfardeya. So that is still over there. It's in the Nile River. But by Arba, it says, L'nishar Arba Echad B'chol Gvul Mitzrayim. And therefore, Ad HaYom Hazeh, it does not have any effect. V'al zeh nemar, Sichu B'chol Nifloisev. About this it is said, Sichu B'chol Nifloisev. So the Klei Yoker says, so take a look. The pasuk over here of Sichu B'chol Nifloisav is mamish doimit to the pasuk of Ulaman Tisaper Bosnei Bincha. Right? You will tell over the Inyan Bosnei Binchu Ben Bincha. So what is the beer of the Inyan? By all of the Makis, there's no Roshim left today. We have no Zecher of the Makis in Mitzrayim. There's no remembrance of it. That should be good from anybody to ask Shailas about it and to tell over about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But by Makas HaArba, we have a Rosh Hashanah. Because over the years, there were times that Arba attacked in the vicinity, or might have even come into Mitzrayim, and it never touched anything in Mitzrayim. That's a pellet, it's a nace. How could it be that it's attacking all over in Mitzrayim? That? So that's Ma'ir children to ask their fathers, what's this all about? How could it be such an ace? So then they'll talk and remember that this is all an outgrowth of what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that no Arab is going to come back to Mitzrayim. Once they speak about that, they'll speak about the other Makkas as well. That's the Sikhu B'chol Nifla Yisav, and that's Laman Tisapar Bozni Bincha. The Arab is the only thing that's a Roshim Adayim Azeh. By the Choshek it says, U'chol B'nei Yisroel Hoya Or B'mai Shvaisa. Shteit Medrash Rabbah. Wherever a yid used to enter, light entered with him, and it lit up anything that was in the hidden places, in the barrels, in the boxes, anything that was hidden anywhere. The yid was able to see through this light. And about this it is said, Ner l'ragli dvarecha v'or l'nesivasi. Your words are a candle to my feet, and it's a light to my pathway. It's pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes. The Chayra, what is the connection between the Or HaTayra and the Or that lit up during Choshek? Sagoyin Rav Chaim Kamil Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva Vayfakim, he said as following. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chitkila, the Or that created, he created by Cheshis Mei Bereshis, Odom Tzoyfu U'mabit Misoyfu Oilam Vatzoyfu. You could see anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Dor HaMabul, he saw the Dor HaFlogit, and he saw Rishon that are going to emerge in future generations, that they're going to use this pure and holy oil for bad things. So in Mela, he was going as this Or Sheshis in Eberesh. It says in the Svarim HaGadoshim, where was he going as this Or? In the Torah HaGadoshim. It says now in Mitzrayim, the Yidden, there was Zoichet to this Or. This Or that was hidden in the Torah, the Yidden was Zoichet. It wasn't just Stam Or. There was Zoichet to the Or HaTorah, and this Or was able to light up all the hidden places. So that Or HaTorah already emerged right now. And that's why it says, Ner l'rak l'dvarech of Or l'nesivasi, that the mucker of this Or that the Yidden had in Mitzrayim, the mucker of that was this Ner l'rak l'dvarech, the Or which was hidden in the Torah. But you might ask a question, why was it necessary to give them this Or? Right? I mean, just plain, you know, like all the other makas that were not shaylid on the Yidden. So here also, it should have been for the Mitzrayim, it was Choshech. For the Yidden, the sun shone. Right? Why was it necessary for this Or HaTorah? The answer is because Golus Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim was a hachana for Matan Torah. So since already Golus Mitzrayim was coming to an end, and it was preparing them already that in a short while they're going to be standing by Har Sinai and being Mekabel the Torah. So already the rays of the Torah started shining in to show them a little bit, a light of the future that they're going to be Zeichet to. This is the Or HaTorah. And that's the Pshat in the Med Yishnei L'Rag Lid V'Recha V'Or L'Nesi V'Si. V'Osr L'Chodesh Hazeh V'Yikru Lahem Ish Sela Be'Sov V'Sel Abayis. The 10th day of the month, they should each take a sheep for the household. So Rashi brings down over here, Umipnei ma'higdim l'kichosu l'shchitosu arbo yamin. Why do you have to take it 4 days before? Something which is not found by Pesach l'dayrus, it was only Pesach in Mitzrayim. So Yerimasiya ben Cheresh ha'imer, it says, Ve'ever olayich, I passed over you. Ve'erech, I saw you. The time came that I have to redeem you. You were bare of mitzvahs. And what schus could I redeem you? For that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Dan Pesach and Dan Milu. And Eila, Dan Pesach, they had to be Isaac with it to give them Zechuyais. So they took it 4 days before and they were Isaac with it. And that gave them Zechuyais to leave Mitzrayim. So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Let's take a look in the schar of two mitzvahs alone. They were niggled from Mitzrayim. Favos. Why? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu take them out for two mitzvahs alone? Dafkin, because they were on a low madrig, they were the Memtes Shari Tunum. They were so vite from Avodas Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be mekel with them. And he said that in the schus of these two mitzvahs alone, And the way Chazal say Lufum Tzaira Agra was much more difficult for them. They were Shakua. And the Memtei Shari Tumas, so for them to do even these two mitzvahs was a Shverezach. And based on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them these two mitzvahs. And with that, he took them out. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, from that you could be done for our days as well. In the previous generations, when the air was tahar, when the air was pure, and there was a hashpo of Kedusha in the world, it was much, much easier to be a tzaddik, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu mourned more from Yid. In order to be considered a tzaddik, you had to be mamish on a tremendously high madrega, you had to be super meticulous in the mitzvahs, medals, things, in order to be zayicha. But unfortunately, with the Yeridus HaDoiris, and Chofetz Chaim said this in his day, today's generation compared to that generation is mamish. We're stuck in the mud, mamish. We're in a swamp of tumah. So in later generations, it's so much more difficult to do the mitzvahs and to be an Oyved Hashem. So can you imagine how HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts anything that he could accept from us? You know, that we're zoichi, even if we're on a much less madreig. I've mentioned numerous times already, the Rav Chaim Vital once asked his Rebbe the Arizal. Arizal said about him that he has a very hoichin neshama that wasn't found in previous generations. She said, Rebbe, how can you say that? The previous generations were much greater than us. So he says, you should know. No, it's not true. The previous generations, it was much easier to serve Hashem. The Mela, a lot more was expected of them. And nowadays, where there's so much tumah in the world, it's Arizal in the 1500s is saying this. And Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says at the end of Shema, that in his day already, they reached the Nun Shari Tumah. He says, in the tribe, had they reached the Shar Nun, they wouldn't have made it. But we have the Torah. The Torah protects us that we're able to make it out of the Nun Shari Tumah. Aval HaMaisa, if in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's times, they were in the Nun Shari Tumah, what are we supposed to say today? So even with a little bit that we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshav that in a way much greater than previous generations. Chofetz Chaim says a gevaldige gedimyon. So the famous Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, the Sug of Kamtzin Bar Kamtzin. So it says when terrible Kufa, when the Romans laid siege to Yerushalayim, you couldn't get food, there was starvation. So Marta Bar Chasbaisus, she was the richest woman in Yerushalayim. She sent her servant to go out and get Kemach Soilus. He goes, it was already sold out. He says, Kemach Soilus is not, but there's a regular flour. Go get it. He goes, there's Givan. So he says he can get Subin, bran. So to run, get it. Didn't have that either. But there is barley, the barley flour. So go get that. By the time he went, there was nothing left. Marta Bas Baisus was willing to settle for Subin, for Kemach Soilus. The Teretz is, when there's a shortage, you settle for anything. It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when there was Taki, when Gans Klalius rose on an Andrege, and he was able to get from everybody, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could afford to be picky. But nowadays, when you have how many 15 million Yidden in the world, and maybe 2 million are from, maybe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cherishes everything that we do, and there's Gevaldig Zchuyos for somebody that tries as much as possible to be an Eved Hashem. So the first time ask a question, Ish ne Reyehu is Mitzriyim? A Mitzri is called Reyehu. We know, Gemara says, Mesechtes Bava Kama Taflam Zayin on the days, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenogach Shor Shel Nochri, the Bailam is Potter, because Shor Reyehu Amar Achmona, but Loi Shor Shel Nochri. So Ibazoi, how does it say over here, Meyesh Reyehu, and Reyehu includes the Mitzriyim, what's the Pshat? Zokra Benu Bechaya, that before Matan Torah, all of the Briyas were Chaverim Ke'echa. We're all considered Reyehu. But by Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he passed the Torah around to every generation, and he asked them, you want to be Mekabalit? And they weren't Mekabalit. And until Klal Yisrael, they were Yeh Mekabalit. So the Umas HaOlam, they left the Achva, and the whole race only left HaKadosh, to Klal Yisrael, we're Reyim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Utruas Melech Boy. Utruas Melech means the Reus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and the Melech we are all Reim. So Kainamat and Taira, we were Reim with mankind. La'achamat and Taira, that Reus became ice. So that's where the Taira says, Shara Yehu Loi Shara Shal Shal Loi B'Kirchaga. But at this point still, it was considered Reyehu. Those are Rabbein B'Chai. I once heard a Mayri the Kipshat that after Matan Torah, Har Sinai, it says Yorda Sinna Li Yisrael, Yorda Sinna Li Yisrael, Yorda Sinna Li Yisrael, but the male of Sinna came from the Yorda Kechavim to Klal Yisrael. They were jealous of us. We were Mekabal the Torah, we're going to get all that schar. And we have a special closeness to Hashem, and they don't. So then they were saying to us. But before Matan Torah, right? Not only wasn't that sinner there, but also it says Hashem Nosan is Chain Ha'om, the Enei Mitzrayim. Even though originally they were repugnant in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, they might not have been considered Reyehu then, but Hashem Nosan is Chain Ha'om, right? So at this point, we were talking called Reyehu. And the sinner, that started again by Matan Torah. And I believe it's the stipler that points out, and it's so yesoidistic to know for today. The state of Israel has done everything possible to stick their hand out to everybody, greeting them in peace. They try to help whenever there's a catastrophe in any country. They're the first responders. They go to help. And they want to make shalom with everybody. They're willing to make shalom with any of the Arab countries. And they try and they try and they try, and everything goes down the drain. Mamish. I read in a book, I might have mentioned this already, there's a very interesting book called The Prime Ministers. It was written by someone that was a...
Yehuda Avner.
Yeah, he was a press secretary for different prime ministers. And he says that there was once a crisis that you didn't want to escape from Russia. And they used to go via Austria, and Bruno Kreisky, he was a Jew, and his brother was a Frumiyid. And this Bruno Kreisky, he was the prime minister of Austria, and he closed down the thing. He was afraid of the Palestinians, and he closed it down. He wouldn't let Yidden go through there. It was tremendous, of course, tremendous hardships. So she went to him as a fellow socialist. She was a socialist, and she believed in the community of socialism. She believed in that. She begged as a socialist. There was another crisis where none of the European countries, none of the socialist countries stuck up for us. So she called a meeting of all the socialist countries. We're part of one family, the family of socialists. How can it be that in our time of need you don't come to help us? So he writes over there, had Menachem Begin been there, he would have said, welcome to the world, Golden. A big Kiddush. So the stipler says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he controls if Goyim like us or not. In the beginning, the Yidden, they wanted to become part of the Mitzvindic culture. So the Bnei Yisrael Paro Vayishritzu, I think the Sepunah says Nasu Kashrotzen. They became repulsive like the Shrotzen. Here they're trying to befriend the Mitzvim and become like them. Ich, get out of here. You like a mouse runs into the room. I jump on the table. They're repulsive, right? Like the Shrotzen. And over here, if they're getting decimated because of the Yidden, it's a Shemetet and it's a Brachim. Vashem nos, let's hang on, baiting the Shrotzen. And Yidden, oh, sure. And they sent them off for the big parade. The relationship between us and the Goyim is totally in one being. And the fact that there's anti-Semitism and the fact that they hate us is the biggest bracha for us. It keeps us apart. Unfortunately, many people have not learned that lesson yet. You know, it's in the United Nations, they're hated. In the Red Cross, they did not accept them for many years. And now that officially they're part of the International Red Cross, you see what good the Red Cross does over there. We are a pariah. We are separate. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'saif is Hashem Nosan Eschein Ha'om. But it had nothing to do with the overtures that they made to the world. It has nothing to do with that. You know, people say if you had better hasbara, you know, better explaining to the world, better public relations, it's in garnished health. It's Hashem Nosan Eschein Ha'om. There's no other answer. I'm good in shops.